Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House. How do kingdom people live? Just a short word on that subject today. Jesus is one day going to set up an earthly kingdom ruled by spiritual people. While his people wait to be installed in places of authority all over this earth at his coming, it's easy to recognize them now, these people of the kingdom. Their description is outlined in Matthew 5, 6, 7, in the famous lesson that Jesus gave on a hillside in Galilee. We call it a sermon on a mountain, but you know what I'm talking about. Kingdom people live humbly. They know who they are before God, and they act accordingly. They're presently in a state of mourning, waiting for their king to arrive with the joys of eternity that will end their sorrows. They're gentle. They hunger for God. They're merciful, pure, peacemakers. Kingdom people are persecuted people. They're not loved by this present evil system that the Bible calls the world. Yet, though they are hated, they become the salt and light of that world. They keep God's laws by the inner workings of the Spirit within them. They teach those laws in their meetings. They have an authority that is not pharisaical, but heavenly. They're not angry, lustful people. They're faithful to their spouses. They're never heard swearing by God or by anything. People of the kingdom do not try to resist the evil that comes to them, and in fact, they love their enemies. They give to those who ask things of them, and their church giving is always discreet and private, likewise their prayer and fasting life. There are people of forgiveness. They're otherworldly. They care not about amassing material wealth. They have no worries, for they trust their Heavenly Father perfectly. They seek His kingdom first and know that all their needs will be supplied. Kingdom people never condemn others, knowing the depth of their own wickedness in their flesh. They know how to ask and seek and knock on heaven's door when needs arise. They're always doing for others the things they would have others do for them. They believe in a narrow way, in a narrow gate that enters into that way. They're content to live with restrictions while those around them seem so liberated. They're on the watch for false prophets and false religions. They lovingly hear and do only what God has given them in His Word. We need no new ways, no revolutionary ideas. We need only to buy into the revolution that Jesus Himself began with these words from the Gospel of Matthew, the Beatitudes. Are you a kingdom person by the definitions that He gave? Am I? Well, this is Bob from Hackberry House inviting you to check out other articles and messages on sermonaudio.com right here, or go to amazon.com and put my name there, Bob Faulkner, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff that I have there for you. Most of what you see on Sermon Audio is in book form some way or another. If you'd like to have a book copied, and pay a few dollars for that. This is free on Sermon Audio. God bless you, though. Keep in touch. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.